Yeah.
You start to lose your voice, that means you're starting to get kind of,
Hoarse voice.
And that's a what?
Cough, cough.
And you get the child's, put the child, the medicine by the child's bed, and come back later and it's still there, and you say, haven't you
taken your medicine?
And he said, I didn't hear you. And you say, well, what's the matter, are you?
Dead.
So finally he, the medicine.
Take the medicine.
Or yesterday he
took.
If I'd go out in the field and work and get my shirt all wet from working so hard, you might say, yesterday I, very hard.
Fired.
Or, using the less formal word.
Sweat.
Some people might get an infection on the back of the neck with a lot of stuff in it, discharging thing, they call it.
Boil. Carbuncle.
Or carbuncle.
They're pretty much the same?
No, carbuncle's twice as bad as boil.
Yeah, and I think it usually comes on the neck.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And a boil can come most
anywhere.
Different places.
What do you call the stuff that's inside a boil that drains out?
Pus.
Do you call it the same?
I think so. I wouldn't know what else.
Some people call it matter and some call it corruption.
Well,
yeah.
It's a mixture a lot of times.
Discharge.
A man's shot and he goes to the doctor and the doctor dresses his
wound.
And sometimes the flesh doesn't heal right. It develops into
infection.
Or say flesh.
Gangrene.
Proud flesh.
And say a person that you know dies, you wonder what he died. Wonder what
he died from.
And the place they bury him is in the
cemetery.
And an older term might have been graveyard.
Graveyard. Yeah.
You don't say that so much
no.
anymore. And before they bury him, they put him in a wooden.
Coffin. Could be a wood or metal coffin.
And the ladies used to wear black when somebody died. They were dressed in
mourning.
And you get an ache in your joints. It might be arthritis or it might be
rheumatism.
And you might say, if you use the word painful in a sentence, the is painful.
Yeah, painful.
The what is painful? The
wound is painful.
It's the same thing. Not the arthritis, but the rheum.
Rheumatism is painful.
Is
painful.
Okay. Children used to die of a disease. They choke, dip.
Croup.
Or another one to be like it would be dip.
Diphtheria, I know, used to.
Diphtheria.
And sometimes they turn yellow, not the same, it's a different disease. They turn yellow, their eyeballs turn yellow. It's a case of
jaundice.
And they get a pain in their right side, they double up. It's got a case of
appendicitis.
I don't know.
Appendicitis. And if you eat the wrong things, you feel kind of woozy and go over to the fence and
vomit.
Throw up, some people say.
Some people say skin a goat on that one.
Oh,
horrible thing. If you're sick here, you might say he's sick.
In the stomach?
In the stomach? Would you say the same?
Yeah.
In the stomach?
So sick. I think we generally say sick at his stomach or to his stomach. I don't know. I think at and to both are wrong, though.
Oh, are they?
Your neighbor heard some good news. You might say he came right over me. Would you say
to me?
To tell me?
Came right over to tell me?
Somebody said, will you do it? And you say, yes, I
will.
Or will you both do it? And yes, we
will.
A young man is seen at a young lady's house. You might suspect that he's